Braćo i sestre,
brothers and sisters, unfortunately today we have wars, we have riots, poverty, injustice, violences, crises of all kinds. And the life of many of us, also often personal and then even family traumas. The world and human souls from the beginning have been and remain the stage on which is happening the conflict between good and evil. But God sees all of this. He allows it. And then He invites us to joy. He sends us to have courage in the middle of those personal and common challenges. Every one of us is invited to get involved in a way that with free will, even in joy, will choose the side of peace and good. Moreover, as we have heard from today's word, that in this liturgy is addressed to us by God, He asks from us to rejoice, to cry out,
to
sing and to be joyful in spite of everything. Today, people smile too little. We forgot to rejoice, how to rejoice. Modern contemporary illness of the Western man is called depression. People live under stress, and spasm, and cares for today and for tomorrow. We have to earn more and more and more in order to be able to have more and more and to spend more and more. Peace, happiness, joy and comfort, very rare people come. From the flourishing of the industry of entertainment, industry of forgetfulness, from that emptiness, drugs, addiction, on alcohol, gambling, pornography, from there the need for wickedness of all kinds. It is not strange, because once you lose your foothold in God, and when you set out along your own way into unknown, He becomes an easy prey of God's opponent. And that way He's wandering around with a danger completely to get lost. In the situation similar to the contemporary disoriented man, even contemporaries of Prophet Isaiah from the first reading were as well. They came back from slavery in Babylon, and they were supposed to rebuild his holy city Jerusalem and its temple. Very few of them came back, so that rebuilding was too slow. Because of that, among those who were coming back to Jerusalem, reigned hopelessness. Desperated people of Jerusalem are visited by a prophet sent by God, who invites them to rejoice, to be glad. God compared Himself with Mother, and Jerusalem, in Hebrew language, is of a feminine. And as a mother, Jerusalem, He promised peace, consolation, and flourishing. God, through Prophet Isaiah, invited Israelites to do confidence and diligent work. Mother or father, in their hands carry their child. They caress their child, and the child doesn't have to worry, to be afraid. Child has to listen and do what child is supposed to do. What God has started with Jerusalem will not perish. This message God sent us through the prophet Jeremiah when He said something like this: because I know my intentions that I have with you. Intentions of peace and not adversities, in order to give you future and hope. This statement, dear brothers and sisters, worth for all times. It worth for old people of God, Israel, but it was for new people of God, for the Church of God. It was also for old people and all, every person of all peoples. God desires peace. He promises salvation to His people. Psalm 85 says this, like this: Lord promises peace to His people, to His faithful, to those who come back to Him with all their heart. From such deep confidence in the word of the Lord comes joy of us faithful. There we find reason why we thank to God and why we cry out to Him. He truly reigns forever with His strength, as the psalm that we have just heard recently reminded us of. Psalm 46 additionally confirmed that confidence when God said in it,
Rušila se carstva,
kad empires were destroyed when the voice of the Lord comes, that the earth melts. That tells us that God is in the stage of this world, of the church, and of every one of us in particular. So He is not absent, and He is not far. Our personal faith that we have is a gift from God. That our belonging to church from the day of our baptism are a key help for us that the living God, merciful God, Almighty God, we can feel, recognize, and meet. As we have heard in the second reading today, the Apostle Paul is connected with the Lord. His life. And that happens as part of his experience of physical and spiritual suffering that he was marked with. Passing this suffering that he endured brings him closer to Jesus. He boasts with that cross, and his cross is his only measure. In that way, Paul finds strength for his missions. His strength, nearness, the communion, that is a sign of recognizing sign of us Christians, of the entire church, and of every one of us. We do not need antidepressants. Bosnia-Herzegovina. It seems to me like Syrian or Mabel. I don't know what's the name of those remedies in your countries. We don't need them. Same as Apostle Paul, we can embrace our crosses. And that is enough to be with the Lord. Do we need anything else than this? To be with the Lord in His mercy, in the communion with Him. New creation that St. Paul today mentions, that's what we became at our baptism. The rite of the baptism has a sentence, you became new creation, you were dressed in Christ. And such joyful mark with Christ's cross, strengthened by His Spirit as a new creation. Only then we can be aware of that we are participants of some harvest that the Lord sends us to. Only as new creations we can live our faithful mission. The most basic line speaking, our mission is to be
drugima radost,
joy to others, to be peace to others, to be comfort, remedy to others.
Riječima, melem. I upravo ova stanica,
this word, remedy, can help us maybe recognize in Jesus' mission for sending these 72 disciples. We're all sent to everyone. Church is sent to every single person of all times to be a remedy, to bring peace, comfort, joy, and salvation. That is what God offers to every single person, to everyone who accepts Christ the Lord as the way, the truth, and the life. One preacher said something like this:
there
are many people who expect that we call them in the name of the Lord, to tell them words of comfort and healing. There are many of those who are sick and old who need our attention and our visit. There are many poor who need our help. There are many people without any orientation, without hope, hopeless, who are hungry for peace and justice, yearning for spiritual orientation, spiritual experience and sense in life. Can't we, in this, feel our responsibility? Or shall we forget our and hide our responsibility? The Lord's words, harvest is abundant. It is not referring only to the priests, friars or nuns, or the group of those engaged lay people in every parish, and those who pray in their homes. It refers entire people of God, all of us, the entire church, every one of us, have been sent to this time, to our contemporaries, there where God's providence put us, to witness the hope that is in us, to be a balm, to be a fragrance of Christ. And let no one say that he cannot be that. We're all sent, and no one has an excuse. For none of us, there is no excuse. One preacher from Africa at a conference 10 years ago discussed with participants of the conference about how we should spread the gospel, how to preach about it today. And then she said, shared her experience, how they do it in Africa. And you know well that Africa, unfortunately, is still a notion of poverty in every sense of the word. This woman in Africa said, in a village, that we desire to win over for gospel. We do not send any materials. We send one faithful family so that people can see what is it, what is Christian life like. It cannot be simpler. That is why may it be that through the living, sincere, steadfast and joyful witnessing of every one of us, Christian, Christ, brothers and sisters, people that we meet may see what is Christian life like. So that in this way, in Christ and through church, they may find their peace, comfort and joy. And our names, may our names be written highly in heaven. Not because we were diligent laborers in the harvest of the Lord.